You playing with your motorbike?
Yeah, can
you play?
I will today. I'm just going to go and get the, like, the, oh, what do you call it?
Lego.
No, not Lego. Doorbell. The doorbell.
Get the doorbell.
Well, you know the little box that rings when somebody presses the doorbell?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it through here because we won't hear with the door shut as soon as he rings the bell.
Have you got two doorbells?
No, just the one. On the front door. Okay, I'll show you what it is in a minute.
No one will know if we've got a doorbell
or not. Oh no, I'm not taking the doorbell off the front door. The doorbell on the front door will stay where it is. But it's the little box. When people press the doorbell, it's the box that goes boo-bong that I'm bringing through here. The doorbell will still be on the front door, but the box that rings will be through here. Right, I'll show you in a minute what I mean.
It's the white box on the stairs.
This white plastic box that normally sits on the stairs, mm-hmm. Just like that. If I just ring the bell once, you'll see what I mean. I'll go to the front door.
Yeah.
Heard
it.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, if the door's still open, they might think the gas must just
in. Yeah. Well, the gas man's upstairs servicing the boiler, which is how we come through here to do the tape. And why I thought we'd better bring the door backwards, because if we're in here with the door shut, we won't hear if anybody comes to the front door. But we will now, because it'll go, you know. Right. You want me to play shops with you? Okay.
We're lottery ladies.
Lottery ladies, are we?
Lottery men too.
Lottery ladies and men. Right, what does a lottery ladies and men do?
They give people lottery and give people food.
Give people lottery tickets, do they?
Yeah, and give people food.
And give people what, darling?
Food too.
Food?
Yeah. Just pretend we give people money when there's no one there.
So do I have to come into your shop and buy a lottery ticket?
No, yeah.
Right. Okay, well, shall we use this as a lottery ticket?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two lottery tickets.
Well, yes. And they cost £1.
Just pretend the lottery tickets go here.
Okay, well, actually, I've got three pieces of paper here, so we could have three lottery tickets.
Mum, you put the lottery tickets there, and then I know to see them. Hello.
Hello. I've got three tickets and I've filled the numbers out.
Okay, talk through here.
Right.
Thank you.
That's one.
Can you bring two when I finish? Keep that kind of it. Okay. And then we'll ding a ding door.
Ding a ding door. There's the second one.
Here's the noise. Ding ding ding.
I'm not sure what numbers are on the lottery ticket. Is it 1 to 49 or 48, isn't it?
48.
Is it? I think it's 49, actually.
Yeah!
So, on each of these tickets, I've chosen six numbers. So, on Saturday night...
Yeah, it's lottery tonight. You should say you said it's lottery tonight.
Okay, so what do I have to do? Check all my...
Just pretend.
Check all the numbers against what comes up on television, is that right?
Yeah. I'm going to do that so I'm going to do the lottery's bestest number that Star takes you with.
Oh, right.
Have yours. Can you all sing yet?
And if I win, what will happen?
You have double stars, so you can come back to a shop and get double stars.
Okay.
I can have double stars, can I?
Yeah.
That's the shop, right. Well, actually, if I won the lottery, I'd be able to come up to your shop and buy quite a few things, wouldn't I? Because I'd have money, wouldn't I, then? Ding, ding, ding. The bell on the shop. Ding, ding, ding. Did Isabel like to play at the shop this morning?
Yeah.
Did she like this? Oh, what, do you hear that?
Yeah. What do you want?
Hello, well, I just wondered if you'd check my lottery tickets, please. Yeah. Can you just see if those are the winning numbers, please? And if they are, I'll be very excited.
Winning number? Well,
over there, that I want to know. Right, so how much money have I won on that one?
£60.
£60?
No, that one over there.
£60, well, that was before numbers, then. Right, thank you. Could you check if that one's a winning number? Winning ticket, please.
Winnie,
how many balls have I got on that one, right?
22.
22, but I could only have six. So
six.
I've got all six numbers. So how much money is that?
Yeah,
how much money have I won?
90.
£90 for six numbers.
Let's see this one.
Five numbers. Now, how much money have I won with five numbers?
£22.
£22? So I've won £60, £22 and £90. Goodness me.
Bye.
Oh, bye-bye. Is that it?
Really?
Mama.
I'm just gonna check on my machine.
Right.
If you've won. It shoots up a plane if you haven't. It shoots up a teddy bear if you have one.
It shoots up a teddy bear if I have one. What does it shoot up if I haven't won?
A plane,
an aeroplane. Ah.
That's what shoots it up.
Well, I hope it's a teddy bear.
Plane.
Ah.
Eddie Durkin's teddy bear.
So I have one. Brilliant. Well, in that case, let's go out for a meal tonight, Hans. What would you like to eat?
It's your money, so you can decide.
Sorry?
You can choose.
I can decide? Well...
Your money.
It was my money, but it sounds like quite a lot of money to us, so where would you like to eat?
McDonald's?
Okay. Right, we could buy a Happy Meal for £1.99 with our winnings, couldn't we?
Yeah.
And I'd still have change to get something else. Well, that sounds very exciting to me.
Just pretend you wanted to know if I'm joking, yeah?
Yeah.
Ring the bell.
Hello, Mr. Shopman.
Yes.
I just wondered if you double check these tickets, please, because
okay.
I feel a little bit if I went to collect my money.
Go through here and I will open this and then be good.
Okay. And the thing is, Mr. Shopman, my little boy wants to be treated to a meal at McDonald's, which costs £1.99, so I want to make sure I've got plenty of money before we go.
Okay.
So would you mind just checking the ticket for me?
Yes, thank you.
Thank
you. I'm not locking it because I don't want anybody to... £2.
Okay.
Can
I get food? Yes, thank you. 7 pence. 2 pence and 7 pence. And what about that one? Just pence, not pounds.
A minute, it could be. £6.
£6, though, so we can have a £1.99 at McDonald's. You look very tired, can you feel alright?
Yeah, I'm alright.
You're alright, really?
Yep.
Right, well, thank you very much. Could I have the money then, please, and I'll go to McDonald's? £1.76, £1.70. But I thought you said I'd need a lot more money.
What?
But you see, I need at least £1.99 to buy you a McDonald's. Ah, £2.70. Let's see what else we've got. Right.
Here comes two jump shoots.
£3.
I only got two more to go.
£2.20.
What? for you going to have all the bells from 19.
30, 60.
Now don't need some more.
You're throwing it at me now. That's about £6 now.
Do you want to see how much I've given you?
Yes, please.
I can't open the tin.
Oh, you give me it all, you don't give it to.
Not only yours.
Wouldn't it be nice if these were £50 notes instead of 50 pence pieces? Mm. Or £5 notes or £2 notes. £20 notes for 20 pence.
Can I check your numbers, Ted, if you want?
You should check my numbers. No, I think the thing is, because I've got so much cash, I'd better get a taxi home. I don't think I should walk back, do you?
No. You've got a message. And it's got a teddy bear on your face.
Oh, right. Your teddy bear means good luck, doesn't it?
It means you've won, actually.
Does it?
You received me one.
Oh yes, I want something. Inside the envelope there is 10 pence piece.
And look at that.
Wow! And it said on the envelope first. Does that mean first prize?
Yeah.
Very good.
You can't have your tickets back.
I bet I won more money than you're making out. And that when I've gone, you'll cash in the copper ticket, won't you?
Look at my till.
Oh, you've got more money in the till. You tell me you'd give me all the money from your till. And you hadn't really, had you? Were you saving some for yourself?
Yeah. I'll give you some when I want to. Nice!
Yeah, be careful with that.
Shut it.
Yes, but it's much better if you do it gently.
It's locked up now.
Okay.
I've got to sign up.
Okay, what's the sign up to say?
You will need to see if I'm hiding. Where's that open and shut sign?
The open and shut sign. It's on there, isn't it? Or is that the credit card?
Meg!
I don't know, you had it before, you see where it was, and then you gave it to you, so I don't know why you're doing it then. You.
Not my bad, I'm not bad. Yeah.
And you too, you've got your more clothes then, haven't you?
The time you went to the see if the shop was still open, yeah.
Yes.
Let's just open it again.
I think it goes away actually, doesn't it?
Yeah, I want it to go up here, but on there. What was this metal word?
Is it supposed to go up here?
Maybe it does come up here.
That's right.
See?
It does. Very good. Oh, it says it's closed. I still bet you've gone off with my money.
Still have.
I've got you, my dear little tinker shopkeeper.
Have you noticed you've been there all night?
Have I been there all night?
Have you noticed the sign?
I'm open, it's still open, very good.
My unicorn.
My what?
Knickers.
You mean my knickers?
Knickers!
Do
you want some food?
Yes, please.
Okay. Give me my cup. Do you want one lottery ticket?
What else would buy food?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you want one lottery ticket?
We need some bread from the shop, Thomas.
Just pretend if I was giving you one, just pretend it was.
Have you noticed? Oh, I noticed it. There was a box of cornflakes with a piece of paper.
That means that's thing because I'm attending that I've read it.
Who are you? All right. And what's the piece of paper? Lottery ticket again?
Yeah. Well, let's see if you won. Playing.
Oh, so I haven't won if it's a plane. It's a
shame. No, you've only got 1 pence.
Oh.
1 million.
Never mind.
Are you money right?
Yes, that's right.
Are you money? Five money, six money, seven money, eight money, nine money, ten money.
What do you mean by
5 money, 6 money, 7 money, 8 money, 9 money, 10 money?
What do you mean?
Well, you got cars.
You
got a teddy bear!
Oh, it's a teddy bear, so I've won. What, should I won money or have I won the loaf of bread I like to buy?
You've won orange juice.
I've got orange juice. Oh, very good. Well, that's nice. Excuse me, you pinched my bread.
Okay, there's your mouldy bread.
I don't want mouldy bread, thank you. I want nice, fresh, crusty bread.
That's only.
Oh, maybe it's only for Thomas's toast and Thomas's sandwiches. I suppose mouldy bread will do, won't it?
Yeah.
Then it's only Thomas. Only Thomas's breakfast. Oh, dear Tom. I'm just going to drink that cup of tea. I've got cramp in my leg now.
Got it?
So I've got cramp in my leg.
What's cramp?
Well, I'm just sitting a bit awkwardly on my leg. It's just a bit stiff. It's a little bit. Oh, look what Birdie's doing. She's dribbled on the chair. Yeah.
She is a fat cat.
Well, she's not a fat cat.
Mom, there's a little letter. And see, that little letter there?
Yeah.
Tells you if you won or not.
Oh, does it?
I saw a bear on it, I think. Oh, wow. I think I saw a bear.
A bear's a very good sign, isn't it?
It's a bear. I think it's not a bear, but it might be a bear.
You think it's not, but it might be?
Yeah.
Let's have it here, shall we?
Yeah.
Find your tea, huh?
What is?
Couldn't find my tea. Put it in a safe place. Right, I've got it now.
How can you see if you won or not from that?
Well, I'll have to just have a little rest on it because I'm not a shop all day, can I? It's very wearing standing at a counter finding out you've won some orange juice.
Mum, the shopkeeper's already time because he's already closing.
He's already what?
Closing.
Why is he closing?
Because he wants a little small nap.
Does he?
Yeah.
You want a little nap, do you? You want a little siesta?
Yep.
That's good. It's quite warm here. Well, be careful. Can you see that bird sitting right where you have to come stand here? There's a tree in the garden out there. Just come here and right at the top.
Yeah, I can see.
It's just sitting on it, so there's no leaves on the tree. It looks like the tree's been cut back recently. But no leaves, no branches, just a tree stump. That little bird, it must be a blackbird. Just sitting there, 1, 2, 3, 4. 6 branches, it's sitting right in the middle, singing away, isn't it lovely?
Yeah, you can see from here.
Can you see from there? So I wasn't sure whether you could or not. It's singing a little song, isn't it?
Night-night, don't let the bugs bite.
Night-night, I won't. Oh, the blackbird, it's the dawn chorus, it's trying to get up. The birds are singing. I can hear him.
Those are the owls.
Where's the what then?
Those are the owls.
Oh, the owls. Ah. Go on, well, there's a train. The owls are going to woo.
heard it go boop boop.
Did you?
It's night time, silly.
Is it? Well, that must be the night train then, because I can hear the night train as well. I might just open the door and see if we can hear that bird a bit more clearly.
Okay.
Just wait a minute. Don't go outside, Thomas.
Come in here. Right. Oh, what a lovely bird. Oh, what a day.
Come inside.
See those birds? Come inside. In that birdhouse. What colour are they?
They're blue. They're blue tits. Little blue tits. It's, it must have a very strong voice, that bird, because you think it's not in next door's garden. It's not even in the garden next to that. It's further along.
Because, can you run? I'll twitter about here and see if I can...
Don't shut the door, Thomas, no. Yes, I can hear you twitter wooing outside. Come on inside, twitter woo.
I hear that.
Come inside, little Tony owl. Yes, I can, but I can hear that really louder. You've got a very loud voice. Oh, Auntie Debbie's here. Right, just shut the door.
Auntie Debbie.
Shut the door. Well, let's just look at some baby photographs then, Thomas.
Okay.
Would you like to come and have a little look?
I want to hear.
Pardon? You want to hear what he's want to see, isn't it? No, you can't hear anything then. Have you found the headphones? No, don't be rude. Put them down, please.
No.
Look at me. What's happened to your teeth? Right. Take the headphones off. Right, look, we found this upstairs. This says, to celebrate the birth of a
special... I can hear you from here.
I know. To celebrate the birth of a special boy...
Thomas.
Right, who's that?
Daddy
holding a newborn baby. Who's the newborn baby? Who is it?
It's Mr. Block.
Oh, stop it. It's you. What are you doing?
Yawning.
No, otherwise I'm going. Thomas, please, leave it alone. Right.
Oh, you're not looking now.
Oh, I thought you were pictures of this little baby. It's a little baby in hospital, Thomas. Wrapped in a yellow blanket. Mummy's hair doesn't look quite as grey on these photographs either. Is it?
Mm. Did we play?
Well, I'm just looking at these. I thought you would like to see them, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't.
Wouldn't you?
I've seen them before.
Have you?
Yeah.
There's one of you in the ground here.
And you're playing here.
Wearing a red and white stripy outfit. And can you see you wearing a bib as well?
Yeah.
I think we'll put a bib back on you when you have your meals.
Why?
Well, you look nice in a bib.
I do not. Then I want to take it off.
Oh, and there's one of you wearing a really funny little hat here, Thomas. And you've got a cardigan on and little socks.
Mum, shall I make it this go higher?
I don't think it's meant to go much higher, do you?
I don't say shop on you now.
Yes, I can. Did you play with Holly when she came?
Pardon?
Did you play shops with Holly when she came?
Yeah, well, you can play now. You're a proper customer.
Am I?
Yes.
Well, what was Holly?
Nothing. Just messing up this game.
Messing up the game? Why?
She's too babyish.
Thomas, it's silly. She's older than you. She's not babyish. Was it nice to see her?
Yeah. Well, come over here now.
Look at one of you spitting. Look at this photograph of you sitting with Nana. Look at your mouth. What are you doing?
Spitting.
You go. You're gurgling, you're blowing bubbles. Who's that cute little boy?
Daddy. come here.
With Grandad.
Mom,
that's nice.
Mom, come on, play with me.
Look, and can you see what's on this outfit?
Tiger.
A tiger. A tiger's head. Look where his tail is. Over your neck.
Mom, please can you play with me?
Please can I play with you? That's beautiful. I like that baby in the crown.
But please play with me.
All right, darling, I will. You, I don't think you're very well. You look
can you get me the pen?
You've been sneezing.
Can you give me the pen?
Well, where's the pencil that you have before?
It's inside.
It's in that brown box, isn't it? Lily looks nice and relaxed.
Yeah. Oh, we put all the sharp things in there. Put that in!
Doesn't matter, Thomas. Listen, when you've got friends around, you have to share your things and play. Just think when you go and play with your friends. When you come out of their house, they probably think, why's Thomas doing this?
You can play with me.
Hello. Yes.
Can you play with me?
You were buying lottery tickets before, weren't you?
These are lottery tickets.
Oh, but I haven't got any money now, Thomas.
Help yourself from me.
Can I? Where's the purse?
There.
Oh yes, so it is. Right, just let me put that phone back on the table.
Okay.
Right, so I'm going to fix the purse up with money.
From there!
Yes, okay. So I can fix the purse up with money from the till.
Yeah.
Just help myself from the till, that sounds a really good idea. That's lovely jubbly.
No,
no,
Right.
I'll just take a look at
Hello, madam.
Hello, I'm going to pretend I'm at the cash machine now because I'm just getting some money for my purse. Which reminds me. Later on.
Pretend I didn't hear it.
Later on, I want to go.
Ring the bell when you're coming in.
To the cash machine, are you going to come with me? Right.
The real cash machine?
Yes, the real cash machine.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. Oh, hello. How are you today, Mr. Shopkeeper?
Not so bad.
Not so bad? That's good. You look a bit fed up, what's the matter?
No, all the customers just give me 2 pence.
Do they?
And I want 9 pence.
Well, the thing is, if you're selling something that costs 9 pence and the customer's only got 2 pence, you can say, I'm sorry, you can't have it, it costs 9p and you've only got 2p.
Okay.
You have to just be firm, otherwise your profits will be down and your shop will shut. Isn't that right?
Is your lottery ticket?
Oh, thank you.
That's the winning number.
Is it?
Yep.
Right, how much is that?
2 pence.
£2, I thought they were only £1 each.
Then I'll give you some more lottery tickets. You want 3 lottery tickets?
Well, that would be £3, wouldn't it? £3 each.
They are £1 each.
Right, well, I've only got 1 ticket so far. They're charging me for £2. I mean, you're charging me for 2 tickets. I'll have another ticket and I'll give you £2.
Okay.
That's £2 for 2 tickets.
Can I have a scribble on that?
Yes. Oh yes, do you know what that says?
No.
It's your little pad, your police pad.
No, no!
It says date, time, it says 8:30 a.m, place of incident, dining room, name, Thomas. One woman, age 40, colour of hair grey, cheeky monkey, colour of eyes green, and reports speeding drivers, and the signature is Chris. You must have been PC Chris on the day, I think.
Can I scribble on it?
If you like, yeah. That little blackbird's flown away now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
£8.
Now, why are you paying me £8? I've just given you £2.
Yeah.
Why are you charging me 8p on top of the £2 that I've paid you for the tickets?
Because you need... If you've got... Because it says on here, £8.
Right. £8? It was 8p a minute ago. I think it's your barcode machine that's gone silly because you've got it wrapped around your ears. I think it's doing very funny things. What else do you sell in your shop? I might want something else.
Orange juice.
Right, I won that free last time, didn't I?
I just found a letter.
It has something important in it. Has it?
Nothing.
Has something important in it, nothing?
Yeah.
Ah.
Important letter. From the police.
Really?
There you go.
Thank you very much.
It said it's not going to arrest you.
Oh, right. Well, I should hope not, because I haven't done anything wrong. I can hear a blackbird.
Me too.
Can you?
It's not up there. I don't know where it is. Looks like a blackbird, but not a bird.
Sing a song of sixpence, a
pocket. You need to play with me.
I'm playing with you. For no! Blackbirds baking.
I'm shutting up the shop.
When the pie is open, it does. I know what I want for your shop. Do you sell pies?
No.
No?
I'm closing up.
But I want a pie.
It was not a pie and it was said cornflakes. Yeah.
No, I'd like a pie.
I've got them.
Do you not sell pies with blackbirds in them?
Yeah.
No. Oh dear, well I'll have a box of cornflakes instead then.
I've got them in here so rabbits will know.
What I could do is when Daddy comes home I could say, hello Daddy, have a nice day at work. I baked a pie with blackbirds in. And then I could give him a bowl of cornflakes and say, oh, are you joking? Couldn't I?
Yeah. You want another? Do you want some more lottery tickets?
Well, have you got any, say at 50p, half price?
No, you don't need to pay that.
Don't I?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'll have one of those then. It might be a winning one.
It might actually not be.
And that would be marvellous.
If it's not me, it might be marvellous.
He's lined all the hats up on the window ledge.
What?
He's lined all the hats up. It looks like it's a fire station, Thomas. It looks like in an emergency you could grab a hat and rush off in your fire engine.
Winning one. Do you know the winning ones?
Oh, yes, please. Don't you see all the pages in that pack?
All the pages of winning ones.
Why don't you practice writing your name?
Winning.
On some of these?
No. I'm giving you lottery tickets. We've got 4 lottery tickets.
Alright.
1 lottery ticket, 2 lottery tickets, 3 lottery tickets, 4 lottery tickets, and then your money.
Alright, how about you come and pay for these?
No.
No, they're 50p.
You need to come and collect them up. Okay. Can I shut you up now?
Can you?
Yeah. Well, I shut up at lunchtime.
Alright.
And I'll be opening after lunchtime at 2:00.
Well, will you just do me a favour, please, Mr. Shopkeeper?
Yeah.
When you go...
Yeah.
...to your, wherever you go, warehouse, to buy all your supplies...
Yeah.
Could you please see if you've got any pies with blackbirds in?
Yeah. Oh, can you help? Can you be a nice woman and let... Can you help? Can you tell the policeman? Because he wants to come to me and say, I will just look if there's any.
So, you want me to be a nice woman and say what?
And say to the policeman, he wants to come and... the people who wants to come at lunchtime, so talk us because I'm closing up now and I've not, there are no there's a big pan with blackbirds in.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Matt. How much is that?
No pence.
Zero pence. But you've been all the way to the wholesale to buy me that. Thank you.
It's very muddy. It's very squashy, Mum.
Oh, dear. I can't hear the blackbirds singing, though, can you?
I saw a blackbird through up there.
Did you? Actually, I don't know whether I've still got it now, Thomas.
Blackbirds!
Oh, yes. But...
Blackbirds!
Oh, I don't think they're blackbirds, only they're something else.
Blackbirds!
No, they're just little...
Blackbirds!
Starlings or something like that. Sparrows or starlings. Nana B or B, Thomas.
I sleep, but I'm still here, Alan.
When she used to make pies, well, she probably still does. When she used to make pies with pastry on the bottom,
yeah,
and then something like meat in the middle,
yeah,
or perhaps fruit, you know, rhubarb or blackberries or something, and then she puts pastry on the top to stop the pastry going soggy. She used to put what was called a funnel. You know what I mean by a funnel, don't you?
Yeah.
She used to put a pottery funnel right in the middle of the pie, because then when the filling of the pie got really hot, all the steam would go up through the funnel rather than staying in the pie and making the pastry soggy. And do you know what the funnel was like? She had two. She had a white one and she had one like I've got, which is supposed to be a little blackbird. It's a little pot blackbird, and it's got its neck up in the air, and it's going tweet tweet, and its bright yellow beak is painted onto it, open, and the steam used to come out. So I always,
Mum,
when the pie was
so
open,
I'm going to get the clothes on.
Your clothes, Sam, I don't know where that is.
Can you help me?
You open and close a lot of times.
There it is.
You found it. Well done. Jolly good. Right, so I've not bought any stamps from you today, but anyway, you should now. Perhaps the stamp machine will be working outside, will it?
I'm just looking for some stamps.
Have we no stamps?
Nope.
Oh, dearie, dearie, dearie. Oh, you're open again. So I needn't go to the stamp machine. I can't actually come into the post office, can I?
Yes.
You're having a few problems with that sign, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
You're not? Why don't you put it where it's supposed to be, Tom? Mm. And just stay on.
I like it here.
I like it there, do you? Very good.
Now, have you seen what I've done?
I have. Oh, you've closed the shop. The closed sign up. At least you know which says closed and which says open, don't you now? Yes. So if we go for a walk...
There's the cash machine and the stamp machine's here.
Right, if we go for a walk into Didsbury now, well, we won't go now, but when we go...
Yeah.
And we walk past a shop with a little sign in the door, will you be able to tell me whether it's open or closed?
Yeah.
Right? What's another word for closed?
Shut.
Well done. Open and shut, open and closed. That's very good, Thomas.
Anyone over open sign?
What's that?
Open and shut.
Open and shut. Open and closed. And on doors they often say pull and push, don't they? That doesn't mean it's open or it's shut, but pull and push. Do you remember those signs?
Yes.
Yeah.
There is bell rubbed out.
What do you mean there's a bell rubbed out? Oh, we're open again. Very good. What do you mean there's a bell rubbed out?
Are those signs that you just pull and push?
Oh, it doesn't matter, we can write anything,
can't we? Everybody
knows it's open, right, don't they? I know, imagine so, banging and clattering around with it. It's been a very, very nice present.
Don't, a lottery ticket.
Oh, yes, please. How much is that?
No pence.
No pence, again?
Yeah. And where is that? Where's that blue stamp?
Where's that? What?
Blue stamp book that I've turned into a stamp book. Where's that stamp book gone? There are no blue things, they're mine. Well, put it under here.
The stamp book?
Yeah, my stamp book.
You mean this?
Why did you get it?
Because you asked me to come and collect the tickets, so I did.
Not those, all of them.
Well, that's a very good, what's about these?
You can keep them.
Yeah, that's a very good policeman. You didn't see me pinching all the things from the shop, did you?
Right, I'll get your lottery ticket, I'll do it. Not a winning one, a lot of one. No, a winning one.
Oh, I'm not paying for that. Oh, look, look who's back on the tree up there.
Blackbird.
Mr. Blackbird, none of you know, has a blackbird that visits her garden, doesn't she?
Yeah. Flood your winning one.
Yes, please. Do you know what really happens though, Thomas, with the lottery?
What?
You go into the shop.
Yeah.
And there's a piece of paper called a slip. And it's got numbers already printed on it. And whichever numbers you choose, you put a line through the numbers that you want, six numbers that you want. And then you take it to the man, you pay your pound, and it, in exchange for your slip of paper, he gives you a lottery ticket. Then you take your lottery ticket home with you, and then when they do the draw, you've seen the draw on television, haven't you?
Yeah.
Excuse me, you know when all the balls come out of the machine?
Yeah.
Only six balls come out of the machine. And if the numbers of the balls that come out of the machine match the numbers on your ticket, you win. And if your numbers match the balls, you've got a winning ticket. If your numbers don't match the balls, you haven't got a winning ticket. Is that complicated? Are you marking off numbers now?
On a five. If it's in those
ones. Oh, excuse me.
Those ones on the pit where you get the
right. Well, I'll tell you what.
What?
Let's play a little game.
What?
Let's write it down. Six numbers.
No, but you need to get your lottery ticket.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. Let's write down six numbers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Right.
Just pretend that one was your number. You write your number.
Right, so if I have the pencil.
Oh,
please, where is it, sweetheart? You're only sitting on it, sweetheart. You have to do what your friend Shelley does. Put it in her hair. And if she has a pencil in her hand, your hair's long enough, is it? To put it behind your ear like a workman. Right, Thomas, numbers between 1 and 9. You pick six numbers between 1 and 9. Just choose a number.
And which number? I'm not drawing
number. No, I'm drawing one. You tell me. Just shout out a number.
Okay, and just pretend I'd show the balls, yeah.
No, will you just tell me a number?
One.
Number one. Right, tell me another number.
No numbers.
No, please, just tell me some numbers.
No.
Oh, go on.
No.
I'll tell you mine in a minute. Because we're going to play.
Scrunch
what's that? Come on, let's play a little. We can play a little lottery game. But I've got to have some numbers. Well, I'll choose the next number, 5. Right, you tell me another number.
2.
Number 2, right. I'll choose another number, 3. You choose another one.
2.
We've had 2 already. Think of another one.
90.
No, not as much as 90. Up to 12 we can go.
No, 12.
12, right. And I'll choose another number, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Right, now, you see the numbers on your clock. Right, what we'll do.
It's homework.
No, it's not homework. Right, we're taking these numbers out of the clock. This is a jigsaw clock with numbers. And we're going to shape the numbers up. And then, you can pretend you're an option. Now, Turn your head away. Don't look. No, come here. Just pick a number out.
No.
Why? What's the matter?
I want to lose your mind. Not let me. Do I want to?
Come here. What's the matter? Oh dear, we've got a little pad. I don't think we're carrying it actually. Looks like he's getting a cold. He's very pale. So I shall stop the tape for a moment. Right, play's resumed. Right, follow number 7 now. That's what's on the list. Right, pick another one. Just turn your knee. Don't look to see what you're doing. Just
that one.
Number 12, yes, we chose number 12. Hey, we've got one number. Right, choose another. Mm-hmm. Number 1, that's on our list. Way!
Yeah.
Right, then we'll be right, just pick the eyes shut. I love your machine, the eyes shut. What's that? Oh, that's one! Right, we've got 3 numbers, that's £10. £11, oh no, that wasn't good. What's that? Number 7? No, that wasn't good. This is the last one now. Number 2's one, so we've got 4 numbers. Right, how much do you think 4 numbers is worth?
Mm-hmm.
Should we say £60? Oh, rich Thomas. Richie peachy bitchy. Come here, let's have a little cuddle. Can you get out of sorts?
Yeah.
Yes, come and have a cuddle. Oh dear, dear, you're a bit tired.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the matter?
My leg hurts in bed and I don't want to lie like that.
Your ear looks very... What have you bumped your ear, Thomas?
I'm not, but my ear.
Well, no, I'm only asking because your ear looks so red. One ear looks absolutely bright red. Can you feel it? It's ever so hard.
It's just, a bit black.
And I just wondered if you bumped it or something. How did you bump your leg?
I've bumped it on the stairs.
And you fall, but I don't
know. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. It's a big box of cornflakes.
Something else that looks like cornflakes.
What's that? Oh, yes. Maple and Pecan Crisp. It's Tesco Maple and Pecan Crisp. Fresh custard with real maple syrup and pecan nuts. Pecan nuts, that sounds very nice.
And these are going to the shop.
Are they? Right, so what's this, the loading bay? Is this the warehouse?
I'm going to get cat food next.
Oh, are you a little pleased for it, won't you? Have you noticed that? Birdie's just sat here.
Yeah.
Just listening to, well, I say listening to us, watching us. She's not really listening, is she?
Yeah. These are the big long bits of cat food.
Oh, thank gosh. That'll keep her going till Christmas, Thomas.
Yeah.
Right, can you manage?
Those are empty cat food.
Right.
And here's some food. Go to the market.
Right.
Here's some toys for us to open at your market.
Oh, right. Are you selling your toy shop? Selling toys in your shop as well?
This is a toy shop.
Oh, is it?
What do you think of it? It is.
Well, I think it's beautiful. It looks like you've got some trucks for sale.
A toy truck.
A dumper truck, a Woolworths truck, a fire engine. And is that a rubbish, what are they called? Dustbin.
Yeah.
Dustbin. What are they called?
Dustbin lorries.
Right, dustbin lorries.
Now get some Steady Eddie videos.
Oh, we've got a Steady Eddie video, haven't we? Oh, Penny's woken up. There must be a mention of cat food. She must have thought, somebody say something about cat food.
Oh, careful.
Right, quick. Here, on the other one, please. Let's see.
I'll just get some more toys.
Okay.
This is a very big robot war toy. That is.
A robot war toy? What's a robot war?
Oh,
right. I don't even know what that is.
That's robot war.
Oh, right, yes, I didn't know what it was.
Whoops, it's not the microphone, now.
Are there some more?
Oh, well, that's personal. That's an empty washing box, isn't it?
There's a little rocket.
It's washing powder tablets, isn't it? It's got powder.
And here's some more bottles. What's more from the toy shop?
I'd like a Woolworths lorry, please. Does it come in a box? Well, that would be lovely because I want to give it away to a little boy for a present. He's called Thomas and he's quite a nice little boy.
Okay.
Most of the time.
My boy's very naughty.
Oh dear,
he always wants sweets.
Does he?
Yeah. Oh. But everybody else does.
Well, my little boy, Thomas, he loves sweets. He's always asking for sweets. He gets his mummy very cross sometimes.
No, you know, I'll skip lorry.
Yes.
Want a skip lorry?
I guess I'll have a skip lorry if that's...
Let's do two drums.
So you're going to sell me a skip lorry rather than a Woolworths lorry, aren't you? Would you like me to help you wrap it up?
No.
You can manage.
I think I can. Big wobbly box.
Is it? Well, just call you a good boy, but really it's a good shopkeeper, isn't it?
Box of nice people.
I can hear that blackbird again. I can't see, but I can hear him.
That's all good, all right. There you go.
Oh, that's beautifully wrapped, aren't you, clever? Wonderful, thank you very much indeed, Mr. Shatner. That's how much is that?
No,
2 pence. 2 pence? Guess what, I've lost my purse. I've lost my purse, seriously, I've lost my purse. I think we'd better tell the policeman. Can you see my purse?
No.
Oh, dear, what's put on with it?
Not here. Well, camper won't. You can have that back.
Oh, you take it. Oh, there's a purse. Ah, just when you thought you might put it back on your shelf.
I am.
But I found my purse. I'm going to pay for it now.
You are not. You can pick up your purse, my mister.
But my purse is here. But I found it now.
There.
Get it out. There. You've wrapped it up here, haven't you?
You can have that.
An empty box?
Yes.
I don't want an empty box, thank you.
You can't have anything.
Why?
You can pay your money.
But that was because I couldn't find my purse, and but I found it now.
You don't like it.
No, I don't like your shop anymore.
You can still have it if you get 2p on your purse.
2p? Well, yes, I'll get 2p from my purse, because that's actually fine.
I'll make it
quite cheap toy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Listen, can I just warn you, there's a lot of cardboard on the floor. And it's covering up little toys, and if you tread on it, you might not only break your toy, but you might hurt your foot. So just be careful when you're walking around. There's 2 pence. Mr. Shopman, thank you very, very much.
I'll just let you talk.
Thank you.
For a minute.
That's very
kind. Can you wait for a minute on this chair?
I'll just try to sit on this chair.
Yep. It's a rocking rock.
The rocking chair. Oops. I've actually just sat on it.
I heard you
say
about some cat food.
Oh, yes. We've had to take some cat food as well for Purdy.
Yeah, do you
always
want cat food?
Yes, she does, doesn't she? I think she should go outside and catch some mice, actually, and save me some money. How about you? Do you think there are enough mice outside to feed Purdy for a week?
Oh, there's
90
cat mice
up there. 90 mice? Oh, well, that should keep her going, shouldn't it? Mm.
Mum?
Yes? Oh, Thomas, you've wrapped that absolutely beautifully.
You did it.
Right, what's she doing right now? Listen, can I give you some more money for wrapping it so beautifully?
Yeah.
How much would you like?
Depends.
3 pence. So the toy cost 2 pence, but to wrap it, it costs 3, does it?
Sorry?
Yes, please.
I'll try.
Right. Now, I've only got 10 pence, Thomas, or 2 pence, so I'll either have to pay you 2 pence.
Oh, no, I can't open
them. I'll either have to pay you 2 pence and owe you a penny, or I'll give you 10 pence and you can give me some change. What would you prefer?
Change.
Right, so I'll give you 10 pence and you can give me some change. Oh, somebody's come to watch you. Up there on the fence.
Oh, yes.
Who is it?
Felix.
Felix.
That's Felix.
What about Felix? Yeah. What's
the matter, love? I can't
wrap that up. Oh, I'm sure we could do it together.
No, I'm not doing it.
There's my 10 pence for wrapping up the present. And instead of giving me some change, with the change, could I buy some stamps, please?
No stamps.
No stamps? Oh dear. Are you having a bad day, Mr. Shopkeeper?
Yes, and everything's going wrong.
Everything's going wrong, isn't
and
it?
And I can't shop that.
Oh dear, just tell me all about it. Why are you having such a rotten day?
Yesterday. My wife said she would give me a pie and then she'd give me soup when I wanted a pie.
Yesterday your wife said she would give you a pie.
She gave me soup.
And she gave you soup instead of a pie. Was that your wife? Oh dear, dear. So that was yesterday. And then what about today? Why are you so grumpy today?
I don't know it.
You got to bed the wrong way, right? Daddy's just come home now.